the book Hebrews or two. I'm Professor Ernest Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, maybe the two keys to the book of Revelation, which is an A4 book, nearly 800 pages thick, 25 years, well, plus the English, about 25 years of my life in it. And it doesn't have its equal in the world. And that's not to boast about myself, it's a fact. 56 years that I'm busy with eschatology studies and research in the subject of eschatology. That's my speciality. If you require any information, go to my website, Splash 27, that is on the international code, and the number is 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are going to participate in a study, you are very, very welcome, but I urge you to go to part one. But you already missed something. You missed the introduction. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are busy with. And if you're Afrikaans speaking, I just want to say that on the website, https://yahvah.co.za, the father's name, and shua.co.za. You can go to the Afrikaans website. There's more than 2,000 videos on YouTube. So if you subscribe, you are also please share the link with your friends and family. Very important to be ready. It's important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people or churches: any Messianic group, Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yom movement. We're not part of the Jehovah Witnesses, Seventh-day Adventists, or any other Protestant or charismatic church. We are part of the Bride of Yahushua, like I explained yesterday morning, part of the Bride of Yahushua, and we are only using the ancient original Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, the best English stroke Hebrew Bible you can ever lay your hands on. The restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the 1860 Bible, translated by Dr. Joseph Brion Rotterdam. This is not the 1902 corrupted emphasis Bible. They try to make people understand that this is Joseph Brion Rotterdam's work. It is not. It's part of the Westcott-Arnott text, the Nestle-Arnott text, the corrupted text. In this restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashim. The name of the Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. And we don't refer to ourselves as Christians, but as Yahvists, according to 1 Peter 4 verse 16. In the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Wallace. I trust the study today was going to be a blessing unto you in the wonderful name. Hallelujah. We are going to continue where we left off yesterday. The steadfastness of the book Hebrews in these last days. I'm just going to just touch on yesterday's morning's last part. Throughout the book Hebrews, we will have to do certain comparisons and illustrations between the Old Testament and the New Testament in order to come to the revelation word of Yahweh El Elohim. We don't reject the Old Testament. It's part of the Bible and it's part of the roadmap to heaven. Very important. We will find, as the bride of Yahushua, that according to the book Hebrews, there is a reward of everlasting life according to the New Testament. which was not according to the Old Testament. If you could obtain and live according to the 613 laws of Moses, then you would have made it. But even Moses couldn't make it. Because when he had to speak to the rock in order to supply water, he hit the rock. And being disobedient to the word of Yahweh cost him entering the promised land. The Bible says he stood on the mountain and he saw the land. He never entered. If he lived in this time where we are living in, it's called the time of grace. According to Revelation 3 verse 12, 14, verse 14 to 22. The church age of Laodicea. It's called the church age of grace. And grace has a name, is Yahushua, hallelujah. Now if he lived in this period where we are living today, he most probably would have entered the glory land, the land of promise, Canaan. But there was no grace. The redemption came through the sacrificial blood of animals in the Old Testament. Where in the New Testament, Yahushua was the perfect sacrifice, the perfect offer lamb for the remission of our sins. Isaiah 53 says, he bore my sorrows and my transgressions. For our iniquities, he gave life where we were supposed to die. And he gave us physical healing for our bodies. We are redeemed, not by blood of animals, but by the sacrificial blood of Yahushua. Hallelujah. We'll find that the bride of Yahushua, that according to the book of Hebrews, there's a reward. Hallelujah. What is the reward? The reward of everlasting life is to one day when we die, or when we are parousia, drawn into heaven, changed. 1 Corinthians 15, 27 to 58. To be with Yahushua and Yahweh our Father in heaven forever and ever. Sitting on thrones as kings. Go read Revelation 24. Apostle John says, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon the thrones. Who were they? They were the bride that were parousia. You remember the church and the bride? They were the bride that were parousia, not the church. Just going through the great tribulation. So they were the bride, and they're going to sit on thrones. Go read Revelation 20, verse 4. He says, there is a reward of everlasting life according to the New Testament. Ay, 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 hallelujah. I'm so glad that we can be founded in the New Testament. The anchor of our life is formed on the New Testament, which is who? Yahushua. The beginning and the end, the first and the last, the Alpha and Omega, the I Am Who I Am, the Rose of Sharon. He's everything. According to the New Testament, through the redemption blood of Yahushua, for those who endure till the end of their lives. Apostle Paul comes and he says, it's not them that starts the race. That's them that is endured. That is made the post, the winning line. I always say, who stands on the podium? The one that came first. And then you'll find the one that came second and the one that came third. You know, the one that came second and came third, they're not supposed to even be there. The guy that came second, do you know he was the first guy to lose? He's a loser. The second guy is a loser. They should actually just have one podium with the number one on it. The one who won. We grew up in the boxing world since we were 6 years old. And if somebody knocks you out, when they lift their hand of the winner who knocked me out. The referee doesn't lift my hand as well and says, oh, sorry, pal, but you came second. Let me lift your hand. You know what they do? They ignore the guy that is second because he's the first one to lose. All the glory goes to the one who's first. And this is what Paul, he uses sport. Apostle Paul used sports. It is a metaphor. When you run the race of life, you need to be there first. If you're second, you're the first one to lose. Keep it in mind in life. And everything in life is like that. There's a principle I've adopted since I was very young. I hate being second because I'm the first loser. Throughout the redemption blood of Yahushua, for those who endure till the end of life. You know what? If we live in holiness, came to repentance, we're immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of your sins. What does Matthew 28:19 says? Yahushua says, go and baptize him, immerse him. There's a difference between baptize and immersing. Baptize, you can take water and sprinkle it. But when you immerse somebody, you put him in the water, under the water. Yahushua was immersed by John the Immerser. Because the Bible says when he stood up out of the water. Oh, said some of the reverends, oh, he climbed up against the walls of the river Jordan. No, 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 it's not what the Bible says. It says he stood up from the water. He was immersed. Most means to cover up. Baptisu is the Greek. To put in, to cover up, to put under. It's not to sprinkle or make a little cross with water. Or take a cup of water and just throw it on your head. That's church theology. The Bible says, those who were immersed in the name of Yahushua. On the day of Pentecost, when Apostle Peter preached the gospel of salvation, and there were millions of people around, because when the fire came down upon the upper room, he says, how do we hear these people who are Hebrews are speaking in our own languages? And then in Acts 2:36, I ask Apostle Peter, what must we do? Apostle Peter says first, repent. Being immersed without being repent is like taking a dry sinner and just making him a wet sinner. You need to repent of your sins, the word says. That's why Yahushua says, those are heavy and burdened, come to me and I shall give you rest. I shall give you eternal rest. Coming to repentance on the day of Pentecost, what must you do, brethren? Acts 2:36. Apostle Paul says, repent and let every one of you be immersed in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Yahushua said in Matthew 28:19 that you immerse them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Did you know that Father is not a name? Immerse them in the name. He didn't say names. In the name of the Father. What's the Father's name? His Father. No, 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 no. We understand English. I'm a father. But it's not my name. My name is Hannes. If we are in a room and there's 30 people there, men, and we are all seated, and I say, only the fathers stand up. Who would stand up? Those that have had sons. They are called fathers. It's a title given to somebody that has a son or a daughter who has children. So father is not a name. Immerse him in the name of the Father and of the Son. What's the name of the Son? The Son. Is Son a name? Or is it also a title? Yeah, I'm a son, but it's not my name. My name is Hannes. And of the Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit is not a name, it's a title. It's Ruach HaKodesh. So when Yahushua instructed the apostles to go and immerse in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, it wasn't meant to be titles. And in the whole of the 1611 King James Bible and New King James Bible, I don't find one place where anybody was ever immersed in the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You see, this is what we are doing with Bible study. We are busy with the book of Hebrews, but we're going to divert from time to time to explain certain things that's later going to make more sense to you. Which is all part of the puzzle, the spiritual puzzle, that we are going to put together in the next couple of months in the study, if your Father is granting us health and it's His will. So when Yahushua says in Matthew 28:19, go immerse in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, it's not in the name of the Father and the Holy Spirit. Ex unitatis vilex, eendrag mag mag. It's not what He says. He says, go immerse in the name of the Father. Do you know the Father and the Son has the very same name? Do you know that? Go look at John 6:52. He says, Yahushua says, I have come in the name of my Father. I've come in the name of my Father. What's the Father's name? Father. No, His name is not Father. His name is not Father. The name. Now the time is caught up with this, and I want you to think about what I've just said now. Forget what the church taught us, and think about what the Word says. Have a nice day in the name of Yahushua. Hallelujah. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.